Hello, everybody. Welcome to the T30 Observations for Sunday, the 12th of December, 2010. As per my Wednesday update, which is given down below, it looks like we're, despite my reservations on the uptrend, we are in the process of making a new T, which will carry us into the new year. And that is, as of this telling of the story, it's being confirmed by an accumulation pattern, which I discuss in Section D of today's report. And we have going to do the analysis of the various groups that I think that are favored. And I will give you offer my explanation as to why we didn't have a bigger decline on the downside, and that is that the Federal Reserve is pumping money and is desperately to prevent the slippage of the economy back into recession, and they have a checkbook which they can write as much money as they want to and just inject it into the system and buy a bond purchase repurchases, and they can, that once that money gets into the system, it just gives the impetus to various forms of investment. Would seem to be mostly all across the board. I still think that the gold is the better one, so we discussed that in Section C. There's an ongoing interest for the income sector, so I have done the best bond, the two types of bonds, and there it's the same story. It's the higher yield bonds. And then the main presentation today is to unify all of the concepts for finding these turning points, and that's done in Section D. So if you're not, everybody is necessarily interested in that, but it is just a basic pattern recognition problem, and I think I finally distilled it down to the point where you can do the pattern recognition and most any of the kinds of oscillators that we're likely to be using. And you'll find that's very interesting. Pretty well satisfies me to the point that you can now find the lows and the turning points relatively reliably. It does touch a little bit on the periodic stuff that we've been talking about, but I think it just presents it in such a way, like you're looking at the whole bull market, and you can see the patterns evolve in a clearer state. So let's turn to that, and we'll start on to the questions that I get a lot of is people that are interested in income, and we take a look at the T-theory confidence indicator, which is made up of the ratio of high yield, low quality bond versus the treasury bonds, and see if we can't pull those apart and come up with some conclusions. Thank you.